either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Mustafa, أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا يا أبانا استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, we continue with our tafsir of Surah Yusuf, verse number 97 and 98, inshallah. And so all of the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam had confessed to the truth. And they said to the father that they had lied, fabricated, concocted a story, and that Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is alive, good and well. Not only is he alive, but mashaAllah, he is actually the minister of Egypt. So all this was said to this noble man, a Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. And then the children, what they said to the father is what we inshallah look into in our session tonight. They said, Qalu ya Abana. They all said, O our father, ya Abana. Ya Abana, staghfir lana dhunubana. O our father, on our behalf, we want you to seek forgiveness for the sins that we have committed. On our behalf, we want you to seek forgiveness for the sins that we have committed. Most certainly, we were in the wrong. Inna kunna khati'in. Most certainly, we were in the wrong. And so from this ayat-e-kareema, what we learn is that the children didn't say that, oh, Father, forgive us and then make dua for us. It is actually expected they knew the nature of the father, Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, that if we are to say to the father, make dua for us, that will mean that our father has forgiven us. Our father has forgiven us. So what they are saying, O Abba Jan, make dua for us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah forgive us. And also they knew that Yaqub alayhi salam was not an ordinary man, he was the Nabi of Allah. And the Nabi of Allah, the dua is mustajab and accepted all the time. So that is why they said to the father, Abba Jan, we want you to make dua. We want you to make dua. Now listen to the father. After 40 years of mischief, 40 years of drama, Allahu Akbar, all nothing but lies, and fooling the father and telling him, Abbaji, these are your dreams of Yusuf. Yusuf is not alive. He is dead. He has passed away. All this. After 40 years of this drama, the father is saying to the children, he looked at them and said, Sawfa astaghfiru lakum. He said to all of his children, that come and stand in front of me and listen to me very carefully. Very soon, I will seek forgiveness for you from my Allah. Very soon, I will seek forgiveness for you from my Allah. Sawfa in the Arabic language means not now, not immediately. It comes with a bit of delay. Sawfa, in the future. I am going to make sure that I will make dua for all of you and I will do tawbah to my Allah on your behalf, that Allah forgive all of you for the wrong that you have done. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Subhanallah, look at the love that comes out from the heart of a Nabi. He is saying to the children, you must never forget that my Allah is ghafur. And ghafur means the most forgiving. And my Allah is Rahim. Rahim means the most merciful. Now, my respected brothers and elders, listen to me very, very attentively. MashaAllah, we come here on a Friday. Don't allow shaitan to distract us and turn our attention away and we start dreaming about something else. Alhamdulillah, we are in the house of Allah. Let's listen and take something with us. If brothers feel that they are bored, then they can walk away right now. If anybody feels that they are very tired and they can't take this, then they can go. There is no problem. But if brothers want to listen to the Quran, then they should listen very, very attentively. This is the kalam of Allah, subhanallah. And so, قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ. Very soon I will make dua for you. What does that mean? It means that Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam understood that the sins committed by his children, he wants to make sure that he turns to Allah at the right time. And so the Quran is teaching us that there is that right time we should also look for. So he said, very soon, look, I will make dua for you. Don't worry. I will turn to my Allah. Now, what was that time? Why did he delay this? Ulama have mentioned that he wanted to say to his children that I will make dua for you at the time of tahajjud. What was the delay? Not now. When everybody is sleeping, I will wake up and I will make dua for you. So the scholars have mentioned that this delay was that he wanted to ask Allah at the time of tahajjud. And there is also one athar that is mentioned in the books of tafsir. One night at the time of Sehri, Hazrat Umar came to the masjid and he saw Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud already sitting in the masjid making dua. So as he entered at the time of Sehri, he said, who is this man? Abdullah, is that you? He says, yes, it's me. So Hazrat said to him, what are you doing? So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was a great alim. So he said, I am sitting here because Ya'qub alayhi salam also at this time made dua for his children. At this time made dua for his children. So this tells you that the night time, the last portion of the night is the best ta'weez that a person can wear. The best ta'weez. If you find that one of your, you know, things that need to be done and it's not happening, or there is something that is blocking you for some reason and it's not happening and it's jais, and alhamdulillah, wake up in the night at the time of tahajjud. Don't think just once I've done it and that's it. No, wake up regularly and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will see that Allah will answer your call. That is why in the hadith it comes that in the last portion of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon people and says, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُوا لَهُ. That are there anyone who wants that I should forgive him, and I am prepared to forgive him. That is why one Sahabi came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, O Nabi of Allah, when does Allah accept our dua? When does Allah accept our dua? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah will accept your dua at the time of tahajjud. And then he said, Allah will accept your dua after your farz namaz. After your farz namaz. That is why, alhamdulillah, you'll find that we also do ijtima'i dua after farz namaz. We do ijtima'i dua after farz namaz. Of course, we don't say that you have to do it. People don't want to do it, and they don't have to do it. They can do their own dua. But generally, this system of making a dua is only done so that people get into the habit of asking Allah after their farz namaz. And so here we see that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said this, that your du'as are actually accepted even after your farz namaz and at the time of tahajjud. And then scholars have even mentioned, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an is of the opinion that no, Yaqub alayhi salam delayed his dua until the day of Jumu'ah. So that is his opinion. So some have said it was until the time of tahajjud, and some have said no, it was at the time of Jumu'ah. That is why also it comes in the hadith that during the day of Jumu'ah, there is one time allocated by Allah that if you raise your hands at that time and make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua during Jumu'ah. And so alhamdulillah, we should get into the habit of making lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the lessons that we learn from these two very important verses of the Quran? My respected brothers, the first thing that we learn is that alhamdulillah, it's never late for a person who wants to change his life for the better. It's never too late. Look at the children. They plotted not against their brother, but in reality against a Nabi. Against a Nabi. And they kept it as a secret for a long period of time. But alhamdulillah, when a person wants to change for the better, then there is nothing that can stop him, alhamdulillah. And remember that the doors of Allah are always open. That is why here we see the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, ever ready. Once they understood that the truth has been revealed, khalas bas. They understood and immediately they surrendered to who? To their father. Scholars have mentioned, good children are those who ask also their parents to make dua for them. Abba Jan, make dua for us. Amma, make dua for us. Get into the habit of kissing the hands of your mother and father. This is something very, very important. Today we don't do that. Alhamdulillah, in some parts of the world you will find that, you know, you have a very good culture. Kissing the hands of your mother, kissing the hands of your father and asking them, Abba, make dua. Just like how all the children came to Yaqub alayhi salam and they requested him, Abba, make dua. Ulama say, good children ask their parents, Amma, make dua. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, a father's dua for the son is mustajab, is accepted. Your peer and your sheikh, they make dua for you. Listen to me very carefully. Maybe you have a sheikh. A sheikh is sitting here. Not you, Umar. Umar got happy for a minute. Umar sheikh. Chale isko sheikh bana dete hum. Kya kehte hain? Mushtaq. Shall we make him into a sheikh? Waise bhi ye sheikh hai. Jiya. So on one side you have a very pious scholar sitting on one seat. And on another seat, you have your father sitting. and you ask the two of them to make dua in accordance to the honor that Allah has given to mother and father. It seems, of course, that the dua of a father and the dua of a mother is more faster than any other person. Any other person. That is why, my respected brothers, good children always listen to their parents. They turn to the father. Yaqub alayhi salam's children went to the father. They told the father, this has happened, Abbajan. Now you help us and you make dua. And so these are things that are very, very important, my respected brothers. Always remember, let not shaitan deceive us. Don't think that we are going to live in this world all the time. Allahu Akbar. I was reading the Quran and how the Quran hits you in the heart. Qaf. Wal Quran il Majid. Allah takes an oath by His kalam. Bal ajibu an ja'ahum munzirum minhum. You know, it is strange that the kuffar, they would say, فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. That, you know, this Quran is ajib. What is this Quran? And they would make a mockery. You know, أَيْذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا. When we die, we are buried. The body will disintegrate. Some bodies are burnt. You know. ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. Who talks about Jannah? Something very far. Allah says, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُسُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ. Even that amount of soil, that decreases on planet Earth, Allah has that knowledge. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. What a shame that they have rejected. Allah is saying, my 120,000 messengers. What a shame that they rejected Ibrahim. They rejected Moses. They rejected Jesus, Isa. And now they want to reject you, O my Nabi. فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيج. The Quran is saying that, oh, these people, the shaitan has really confused them. And we are people who don't have this confusion, my respected brothers. We don't have this confusion. This is going to be a challenge for us. Always understand. And turn to your parents. Ask them, make dua for us and listen to your parents. Listening to your parents is so important, so important. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers and elders. It is said that by listening to your parents, a person is saved by azab-e-kabr. He is saved by azab-e-kabr. Allah, give us the tawfiq. Today our youth, they don't want to listen to the Quran. They don't want to come to the masjid. But if you tell them, go out to play in the gym, go and play football, five-a-side already, go out to play snooker. We have time for snooker. They have time 5 times, 6 times a week to go to the gym. Kitni ajibat. They can't come to the masjid for jamaat fajr, but they can go to the gym. Early hours in the morning, they will go to the gym. Subhanallah. I'm not saying there's anything wrong going to the gym, but understand how long is this dunya going to be with us, my respected brothers. And so here we see, the scholars have mentioned that the children should get into the habit of apologizing for the wrong they have done even to their parents. And always turn to their parents for real mashwara and guidance. Inshallah, if the parents have got some akal, some haya, some taqwa, people of iman, then there is always khair in there. And so our scholars have mentioned, never ever miss out from this opportunity. Just like how Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam said, I will make dua for you. And he took this opportunity and made dua at the time of tahajjud. And he made dua at the time of Jumu'ah. Any difficulty that comes to us, alhamdulillah, There is always a time. In fact, any time you turn to Allah with ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that. But we need to have yaqeen. What is it? Yaqeen. Yaqeen kya hai English mein? Full conviction. Kya hai? Full complete faith. Your full faith in Allah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He was not a very rich sahabi. In fact, his wife was a bit rich. Wife was a bit rich. So at one time she asked Huzur alayhi salam, Allah ke Rasul, you know, sometime you will find that the husband is a bit weak, but the wife plays that role that she is a bit strong and tough and she can earn. And sometimes the husband is a bit weak. It happens. I'm not talking about Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He's a great sahabi. But here the wife was a bit rich. The wife was a bit rich. But Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was Allah wala, very big faqih. So she said once to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I spend on my husband, do I get sawab? Allah's Nabi says, of course. You will get sawab. So women listening at home, if you spend on your husband, there's nothing wrong with that, eh? Jiya. And so when he was passing away, about to die at the time of Sakarat, he had a lot of daughters. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud had a lot of daughters. Hazrat Uthman came with the intention to gift him with money, to give him a lot of money. So he came and he wanted to say, Hazrat, that this is hadiya from me to you. To who? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud looked at Hazrat Uthman and said, Uthman, at the time of Sakarat, does anyone think about accepting money as gift? So he says, no, Hazrat, you are taking me wrong. I'm not talking about giving it to you. But mashallah, your daughters are my daughters. What did he say? Your daughters are my daughters. And one day they have to get married and, you have a lot of daughters. This amount of money is my money and I'm giving it to you and it will help your daughters and your children. Subhanallah, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he is the faqih of this ummah. What did Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud say? Ajib. Look at the yaqeen, look at the iman sahaba had when it came to dua. He says, no. All of my girls are in the habit of reading Surah Waqia before sleeping. What did he say? And here, all of our girls are in the habit of watching drama before they go to sleep. Our boys and girls, we are in the habit of making sure the last thing we do is our mobile phone. And then we go to sleep. And here the girls were reading Surah Waqia. And he said that I have taught my daughters Surah Waqia that they should only read this in the night and then sleep. Why? Because I have personally heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, anyone who reads Suratul Waqia, Fakro Faqa cannot touch him. Poverty cannot touch him. And I have complete yaqeen on my Nabi, what he has said. My daughters, they will never suffer poverty, deprivation, no difficulty at all. Why? Because all of my daughters have mastered Surah Waqia. Nothing can happen to my daughters. This is what we call conviction. This is yaqeen. That when you want to do something, this is yaqeen. Subhanallah. When we listen, we have to have this yaqeen that, you know what, we want to change and we want to become better individuals. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an has narrated one hadith that anyone who reads this dua, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. If he reads this short dua in the night, when we go to Africa and some parts of the world where there is mosquito and subhanallah insects and sometimes you have to take injections and all sorts, it can happen. British blood is very sweet. British blood is very sweet. Subhanallah. Now in Singapore, every Chinese man wants to buy halal food. They are standing, you know, there's a famous store, Mustafa store. Khabar hai na? So, sab wahan kyun laga rahe hain, Mustafa halal food ke liye. Now people want halal. We don't want to eat anything that is from China now. Now they are going back to Muslim slaughtering. Allah ki maal lagti hai na, to Muslim slaughtering. The same people who were saying that we are going to ban face veils. What are we going to do? Niqab hum ye baat kar rahe the ki we want to ban not just the face veil, even the scarf. Today they are begging the world, can you send us a box of masks? Honestly, I have seen so many people who do business there. One or two people were telling me here in the Masjid Maulana, they're saying, forget the business. If you people can just send us a box of masks, we will thank you. Each person is wearing 2 to 3 masks. Oh, imagine the economy, the power of Allah. Oh, Qawm-e Aad. They was, man ashaddu minna quwwa. Who is stronger than us, Qawm-e Aad. Allah destroyed them by winds. What is it? Winds. Recently the winds, the planes could not land. One of the planes tried 5 times to land in Amsterdam. How many times? 5 times it tried to land in Amsterdam. The pilot got tired, went back to Madrid, Spain. Ya Allah ki kudrat. Itna bara plane, Allah, you, hil rakat. Ah, the power of Allah. This is Lashkar Junood. If Allah wants to destroy, if Allah commands the water, the winds, the fire, volcano. If Allah commands, what is insan? What is insan, my respected brothers? Now they are all wearing face veils. Yeah. And they said that we want to change the Quran. We want to change the Quran. Well, it resembles the word Quran, Corona. What is it? What is it? Corona? Coronavirus. Coronavirus. You want to change the Quran? Coronavirus. You want to play, you want to tamper, you want to mess with Allah? You think you are good? You think there is nothing out there and nobody is watching you? Then do it. Then you see what will happen to you. Allahu Akbar. So my respected brothers and elders, this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to have that yaqeen. And so by reading this dua, Allah's Nabi said, no poison can harm you. Now the narrator of this hadith, which is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira, one of the names in the chain of narrations is Abu Suhail. What is his name? Abu Suhail. Abu Suhail says, when I heard this from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when I heard this as a hadith, I got all my children to memorize this dua, including even the female maids that are working in the house. So everybody in the household had memorized this. And so when you go to sleep in the night, read this dua. It says that one of the female maids was bitten by a snake. She was bitten by a snake. So Abu Suhail says, when I went to see her, she was not even screaming. This type of snake, if it was to bite you, the poison would kill you instantly. And this bite that was there on the, towards the leg, the maid said that I don't feel no pain. I don't feel no pain. And she, nothing happened to her, no treatment. And she said, the reason is that I read the dua that was taught to us, and I have read it, that no harm can actually come to me. Subhanallah. You see, my respected brothers and elders, how powerful the du'as are that Allah has only given to us. Allah has only given to this ummah. Nobody else has this. Complete protection. Complete protection. Painkiller. We know of naproxen, we know of ibuprofen, we know of paracetamol, and what else? Kodomol and Umar, ek aur naam bol de bas. Anadin. Sab aata hai isko. Anadin. Umar says Anadin. Let's go for Anadin. Uthman bin Abu al-As al-Thaqafi. Uthman bin Abu al-As al-Thaqafi says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to us, wherever you have pain, wherever you have pain, take your finger and put it in the place of your pain. And read three times Bismillah. Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. You can even read all of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A'udhu billahi wa kudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadir. A'udhu billahi wa kudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadir. Dua, this you read seven times. Bismillah three times, and this dua how many times? Seven times. So many people, Dr. Saab, you're sitting here, sorry, yeah, no offense. You always proscribe. There's no problem with that. We need people like you. But we also need people like me. Because we have to talk about the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah's Nabi said that by reading like this, your pain Allah will take away. Sahaba used to do this. Sahaba used to do this. In the name of Allah, because shifa is given by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who gives shifa. So when you look at everything, my respected brothers, what we learn from these two ayat-e kareema, how a Nabi waited for the right moment to make dua, and when you make dua, you should have in your mind that my Allah is going to accept. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an was a sahabi, he had daughters, and his daughters were very beautiful. Daughters were very beautiful. Sahabi Rasul. You have heard of Hajjaj bin Yusuf? Hajjaj bin Yusuf is that zalim in this ummah that scholars have mentioned he may have killed as many as 40 to 50,000 innocent people. Zalim. He was. There was nobody more ruthless like him. People feared him. So he now started visiting Hazrat Anas and saying, right, I've decided I'm going to marry your daughter. I'm going to marry your daughter. But to cut the story short, Hazrat Anas did not want that, and of course the daughter did not want this also. But his zulm was such, what a ruthless man that he was, that whatever, this man took the girl into his nikah. Took the girl into his nikah. But Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an then spoke to the daughter and said to the daughter, Beti, listen, although this man has done nikah with you, but he will have no power over you. He will have no power over you. He will not harm you. Like Fir'aun got married to Hazrat Asiya, but he could not have any kind of relationship with Asiya. He could not have any relationship with Asiya. Allah protected her. So Hazrat Anas said that Hajjaj cannot do nothing to you. And he said, I am going to give you a dua that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me. And this dua was given to nobody else. And Allah's Nabi told me that Anas, if you read this dua, no harm and no enemy can harm you ever. And so these are the words of my Nabi, so nothing will happen to you, Beti. And he taught the daughter this dua. It is said that the daughter was praying this dua in the morning and evening. Just in a few days, what happened to Hajjaj bin Yusuf, we don't know. He said, I am giving divorce to the daughter of Anas. Tell her to go back to the house. Alhamdulillah, she was not touched by this man, and the daughter went back to Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, and she stayed in iddat, and she went back to the father. This is the same dua. It's called Dua-i Anas. Mufti Taqi Saab, you know, in Pakistan and in some parts of the world, they want to assassinate scholars. What is it? This Sunni-Shia conflict. These are the people who, In Pakistan, who is going to kill people? Shia. Shia are more dangerous than even the Yahud. Even the Yahud. Because nifaq, hypocrisy, that is the zenith of guna. And so what happened is that it was a plan, people on the motorbike were to take out Mufti Taqi when he goes for Jumu'ah. So there was one car in the front, one car at the back, and Mufti Taqi, his car, the bodyguards were, one was the driver, one car, Pakistan, you know, have you been to Pakistan? You haven't been to Pakistan? Pakistan is one of the most beautiful countries of the world. And really, it's a beautiful country, and the iman of Pakistan is solid. What is it? Very strong people. And these are people who love ulama. People who love, if there's any place who the public loves the ulama, is Pakistan. That is what we have seen. So there you will see the scholars have their own bodyguards. What is it? So when an alim is actually doing a bayan, you've got two people here with a machine gun and two people here with a machine gun. And when we actually have a look at it, you know, we from England, we'd say, bhai, ye kya ho raha hai? Who is this man? But that is quite, you know, normal for people in Pakistan. Pakistan, Islam. So Mufti Taqi was traveling that way. Now what happened? The front car shooting that was done, a person died, back car. They were actually targeting Mufti Taqi. And these are the words of Mufti Taqi. Mufti Taqi Saab was in that car with his granddaughter, wife and himself and the driver. And Mufti Saab says, I could see the bullets in the car going this way, this way, this way. But lo behold, Allahu Akbar, none of the bullets are touching me. None of the bullets are. Whilst this shooting is taking place, Mufti Taqi says, I'm speaking to my wife and I said to her, have you read the dua of Anas today in the morning? And the wife says, Alhamdulillah, I have. These were the family. Right? Today we don't forget our messages and we forget the duas. The wife was trained, Mufti Taqi ki bibi. She says, Alhamdulillah, I've read. He goes, Alhamdulillah. So then he said to the driver, did you read the dua? Because I have also. So Mufti Saab says, Alhamdulillah, I have also. The grandchild that was there, he said, Dada, I haven't. Dada, I have. Mufti Saab said, don't worry, inshallah, nothing will happen. The people who read the dua, it is the kudrat of Allah. Only the driver was slightly injured by the hand, but also he was okay. And Mufti Taqi Saab said, Alhamdulillah, mujhe pura yakin hai, the dua taught to Hazrat Anas by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am in the habit of reading this dua. And his brother Mufti Rafi has actually written a booklet, and this dua is now available. If you people want, I can WhatsApp it to you, to some of the people. And mashallah, it is very nice to read this dua. Complete protection. And so we must have that iman. These are the things that are given to us, my respected brothers. Hazrat Umme Salama was married and the husband was very loving. The husband passed away. When the husband passed away, she read a dua. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma jurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayran minha. Wa akhlif li khayran minha. This is the dua Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any difficulty comes to you, you know, something has happened, you've taken a loss in your business and read this dua, then Allah will recompensate you for the better. Allah will recompense you for the better. So she said that when my husband who passed away, who dearly loved me, I read this dua. Then she says, when I read this dua, I started thinking, who will give me more love than my husband? And who is better than my dear husband who passed away? And she was just thinking that Allah's Nabi said that, you know, this, by reading this dua, Allah will give you a better badla. You will be recompensated in a better way. And she says, subhanallah, in a few days, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a proposal that if she wanted to marry him And I came into the nikah of that man who is the best in the world. Barakat of dua. This is the barakat of dua. Really, my respected brothers. These are the duas that we should keep and we should treasure. These are the things by reading these dua, memorizing these dua, subhanallah, and making dua for everyone. This is so important, my respected brothers and elders. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. What an honor. Building the Kaaba. Building the Kaaba. But Quran talks about the Kaaba in a very brief way. But after that, the Quran, subhanallah, deliberates profoundly on the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ بَسْ. And then after that is a few ayats, just dua. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Who is saying that? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Not showing off. Today, if somebody does some good deeds and he has done something that has helped somebody, shaitan put something in the heart, you are something. Remember, if Allah gives you to tawfiq to do anything good, thank Allah. And you say, Allah, accept this from us. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيُّ الْعَلِيمُ. Look at that. At the right time, making dua. After this honor, he is making dua. Allah, first accept this. And then look at the amazing words. بس میں بات ختم کر رہا ہوں. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Oh Allah, make us Muslims. Who was helping Ibrahim alayhi salam? His son Ismail. And after the completion of Kaaba, the dua, he's saying, oh Allah, make us Muslims. If Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam were not Muslims, then nobody in the world is a Muslim. But what are they saying? رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنَ. Allah, make us Muslims. Actually, when you read the kalima, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, you are a Muslim. But the true meaning of a Muslim is a person who follows the commands of Allah. So what was he saying? Bari ta'ala, make us Muslims, as in my son and myself, those who always obey you. And he didn't stop there. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. And then he remembered, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Allah, also, all from my progeny, Allah, make them all Muslims. Give them all Jannah. Make them all that are going to obey you. Subhanallah. This tells you, my respected brothers, that a person should not be selfish. He should make dua for everyone. And then look at the last dua of this great Nabi. He talks about him, his immediate son. Then he talks about his entire progeny, his community. Then this great Nabi decides to take on the whole of humanity. He wants to make dua for all of humanity. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Oh my Allah, I have made this beautiful house, constructed the Kaaba. Now let the prince of mankind, that Nabi, come out. وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ. The savior of humanity. He made dua for who? Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people who have accepted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are the people who will go to Jannah. And the people who have turned their faces away from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will go to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. There are so many masail just in these two ayats. But very briefly, my respected brothers, some of the points that the Mufassirin have mentioned in these two ayats, I have put in front of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, in our next session, we will be coming to the meeting of Yusuf alayhi salam with Yaqub alayhi salam. Just for a few minutes, 1-2 minutes, if you can close your eyes, inshallah, and think of the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and think that the heart is doing the dhikr of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Allah, all the people that are sitting here, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept our sitting, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with Iman. Allah, Amen. Keep us firm upon Iman. Amen. Allah, look after our progeny. Amen. Ya Allah, every child that is born, Ya Allah, keep them firm upon the deen of Islam. Amen. Allah, look after our youth that are going to school, university, college. Ya Allah, protect the Iman. Ya Allah, protect our daughters, our girls, Ya Allah. Protect our boys, Ya Allah. Protect this ummah, Ya Allah. Allah, keep us all firm upon La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, save us from evil company. Allah, save us from shaitan. Allah, hold our forehead, lock our forehead, Ya Allah, and put us straight on the path of Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, sami'na wa ata'na, gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.